This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Racist text messages that went out to black students at CU, Colorado College, and in Denver Public Schools are likely connected to similar messages received by people in at least 20 other states. CPR's Haley May reports.
Authorities are investigating the anonymous texts that used derogatory terms and made references to slavery. Denver mom Jennifer Green said her 16-year-old student at Denver's Northfield High School sent her a screenshot of the message he got November 6th after she dropped him off at school.
He's a minor, and the fact that they used his actual name and the first initial of his last name is what's really scary. It felt very targeted.
The Denver Police Department says it's investigating two incidents, and CU says two of its students have also reported getting the texts. Haley May, CPR News.
Parents are also reacting to Denver Public Schools' list of potential closures. Chelsea Moore is the mother of a student in the district. She says the Denver School of Innovation and Sustainable Design has provided a safe environment for her queer and neurodivergent son.
There aren't schools that provide everything that this small school does. They've done an amazing job of creating this safe space and this learning environment here. There are schools that provide some of those things, but not all of them.
But now the school is on the chopping block as the Denver School Board looks for ways to save money and get ahead of declining enrollment trends. District officials will vote this week on which schools to close. An industry group is suing the state of Colorado over a new rental car fee. Starting next year, a new $3 a day fee on rental cars is set to go into effect. That money will go toward public transit projects meant to alleviate congestion and pollution. But now, the American Car Rental Association wants to stop the change, saying the fee violates federal law. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.